I love good memories. I don't just mean the happy ones. I love memories, especially the ones that can feel so real when we reflect. I'm very fond of reminiscing, of thinking back, of recreating scenes in my mind. You see, this month, we are embracing the invitation to remember. We're reflecting on baptism, on communion, on community and story. We are remembering together. Last week, as we talked about baptism, you heard that traditional invitation to remember your baptism and be thankful. This week, we hear Jesus offer the invitation as he breaks bread. It's a scripture we hear recited every single time we share communion. During the communion liturgy, there's a moment where we're telling the story, and what we are saying is exactly the words of the scripture. After taking the bread and giving thanks, Jesus broke it and gave it to them and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." These are the words of Luke chapter 22, verse 19. "Do this in remembrance of me." I love those words. In fact, at many churches, including a few that I grew up in, instead of an altar, they had a communion table, and across the communion table were written the words, "In remembrance of me." Each and every time we share in communion, and please hear that intentional word as well, we don't just give you communion, you don't just receive communion, we celebrate and we share communion, and every time we share in communion, we are remembering. We're thinking back. We are recreating a scene in our minds. Jesus and his disciples are gathered. And Jesus knows what is to come. With the exception of Judas, he's really the only one in the room. And even Judas doesn't have the full picture. He's the only one that knows that there will be betrayal and suffering and death right around the corner. And so what does Jesus choose to do? He chooses to leave everyone with a memory. Or more than that, he chooses to leave something that will help them remember. Like any good teacher, Jesus roots the lesson in something tangible. He wants them to have something to hold on to make it real. So it's not just an idea, but it's something they can experience. Something we can experience. The bread and the cup, these are offered because they are commonplace. Jesus could have picked something random, something out of the ordinary, but Jesus chose the most regular, everyday life things he could think of. The elements of a meal. Here is bread. Here is juice. We're invited to this so that it might be more regular in our lives. We are invited to remember often. And what is it that we're invited to remember? Jesus tells us, "Remember that my body, my life, my love are given for you." We are invited to remember the story of death and resurrection. We are invited to remember the Easter story. We are invited to remember love, love that knows no bounds, love that can overcome even the darkest of moments. In fact, it was one of those dark moments into which Jesus brought the bread and the cup and said, "Let us remember this love right now because you're going to need to remember." Jesus wants us, even more than that, Jesus invites us, Jesus asks us to remember God's love. And it's something that we need to be reminded of over and over and over. Often when someone can't make worship, they'll say, "Hey, sorry, I couldn't make church." Well, nowadays, I also get to say, you can watch it online. But in addition to that, what I say is, in case you missed it, just so you don't miss anything, God loves you. That's my general response when someone says, "I missed church." It's okay. Just remember, God loves you. Because it doesn't matter. Any given week, that is the message you should leave this place with. And we say it over and over and over for a reason, because we need to be reminded. I actually got home late last night. We spent the weekend. I got to do some singing with my father-in-law. My wife's dad and her uncle and a few other family members throughout the years, they have an Irish-Scottish band. And it was the Highlands Festival up in Estes Park. And I got invited to sit in and sing with them for the day, which was just really amazing for me to get to do and share with them. Now, some of the songs that they put into the set yesterday, we had two different sets, and some of them I've been singing with them for years, generally at the back of a crowded bar. They're up front, I'm in the back just sort of singing along with everybody. And I knew a lot of them, but they put in some new ones that I'd never heard before. Thanks, Marty. One of the songs was newer, and I just was learning it, right? I'd heard it, I'd practiced with them, but it wasn't settling in. It was elusive. I kept losing it, and so on the day of, I sat down to practice it again, and I decided I was just going to keep humming it and singing it over in my head throughout the day. That way I'd be ready for it. And so I'd looked at it, I went through it, and I'm humming this little new tune in my head, and I'm walking around the festival, and I happen to walk by this other tent where another band is playing. And then, of course, the song I was thinking of fell out of my head, and all I could think of for the next half an hour was the song that they were singing. So I go back, get out my music, look at it again, I get the song in my head, and every single time I would get the song I wanted, the song I needed in my head, I'd walk by something, I'd get distracted by a conversation, or the funnel cake truck, or another song, or the funnel cake truck again, or a different song. A lot of music and funnel cake in my day yesterday. But the point is, I wanted this song, I wanted to carry it around with me, and I kept losing it. I kept losing it, and I had to keep going back. I tell you this story because I think this happens with God's love. We receive the promise of God's love like a song. It's this song of love that we can carry in our hearts and in our minds, and it's this beautiful tune, and it feels so good to have it. And then we go about life, right? And then our day takes us past some melodies of self-doubt and other people's judgment and the hierarchies and the systems that belittle us. Maybe some of that baggage of people who told us we would never be enough. Whatever it is, those things that cut to our core, the feelings of being ignored or not being validated, and these other tunes, this other noise that we hear too often and know too well, they plant themselves in our minds and push out that song of love that we've been trying to remember and carry with us. We want that song of love, and the other noise gets in the way. Just moments ago, we heard and remembered that God loves us, right? Okay, good, good, good. It's Sunday. I've heard this message. I'm watching at home. And then suddenly an email pops up. And suddenly we're drawn away from that thought of love and growth, and we're suddenly dealing with the email. Just a moment ago, we hear that God's love loves us, and you're trying to watch at home, and then the kids get in a fight in the other room, and you're like, I'm trying to watch church, and suddenly we forget. There's any number of things that can happen that draw us away from that melody God is seeking to place in our hearts. Jesus wants us. Jesus asks us to remember God's love. And so we come to the table. We receive the bread and the juice, and we pray that it might fill our hearts and our minds in a way that nothing can distract us from. That the grace and the love would be so abundant, we cannot help but remember, no matter the distraction. Now, one of my favorite moments on any given communion Sunday is when children from the congregation find me after the service ends and ask me for more. This is a highlight of any Sunday. Can I have some more? Yes. Yes, you can. It's happened in every single church I've ever worked in. And actually, it happened just last month as well. And I'm always quick to offer whatever they ask for. But I do pose a brief question to them. And they usually respond just as quickly and learn it. They walk up and they say, Pastor Brad, can I please have some more communion? And I say, yes. And why can you have as much as you want? And the proper response to this question is, because God loves me as much as I want. Yes. Here you go. Remember. Remember that this bread and this juice is a symbol of God's love, and you can have as much as you want, as much as you need, as much as life is requiring. It's why when we used to hand out pieces of bread from the loaf, instead of the little communion lunchables that you'll get while we're still navigating COVID. But when we would, you know, break that bread, the pieces I hand out are massive. I've had folks say, you know that affects the budget, right? I know, and I'm okay with that. For me, there's a painful symbolism. If you're coming up front to receive a symbol of God's love, and someone hands you like a crumb of love, that just doesn't work for me. I want the kind that you're like, oh, this is like three servings. That's the kind of love I want you to remember. We say that this is the bread of life, This is grace and love incarnate. This is God's unending promise to each and every one of us. If we're going to do this, we're going to go big. It's also why we don't place any requirements on who can receive communion. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter if you've never had communion before or if this for some reason is your third time today. You must have gotten up really early if that's how this is. It doesn't matter if you're questioning your preparedness or your qualifications or your worthiness to receive communion. Know that communion is exactly for all of those moments. God's love is for the doubts. God's love is for the uncertainties. God's love is for the broken places. This is God's grace for all people. You, me, all of us. We are connected through the love and the grace of this moment. And connection is a very important part of remembering. Now, to emphasize this, I need to borrow a word from a crime TV show. I don't know if you've ever been watching one of those procedural crime dramas at home, and every once in a while a word pops up and you're like, ooh, that word is dismembered. It's a graphic image. I know, the idea of a body taken apart, probably not what you were expecting on Sunday morning, but I need to use this word to emphasize a second meaning of the word remember. Remember is also the opposite of dismember. When we hear Jesus say, remember me, often our first thought is about memory. Yes, I will remember. I will recall what you are doing. I'll recreate the image in my mind. I'll recall the story. I'll remember. But communion is also about the connection that we share that draws us together. We are, as Scripture so beautifully reminds us, members of the body of Christ together. Members who are brought together in communion. We are remembered, brought together. When we are invited to remember, we are invited to reconnect with one another and with God and all those who have come before us and all who will come after us. We are in one moment together at that table. I think about this especially for those of you watching from home. I want you to remember. I want to remember you. I want you to remember us. I want us to share that connection. God's love and grace are what hold us together in this moment. They hold us together even if we're not sharing the same bread. Even if we aren't sharing the same bread, we still are sharing the same connection, the same intention. The story of love, the love that is present when we share in communion, transcends any distance and it transcends any virtual barriers. And so for those of you at home today, when we celebrate communion in just a moment, I invite you to grab whatever you might have on hand to eat and to drink. Doesn't matter if it's a bagel or a breakfast burrito. Doesn't matter if it's OJ or coffee. When we share this meal today, I invite you to share it with us, that we might remember together, that we might be drawn together into one place and one moment, sharing in God's love, that we might recall and reconnect to God's love and to one another. The table is set. Let us share in the love and remember together.